You're listening to episode 25 of Sustainable Photography. I'm your host, Ingrid Colness, and today we're talking about imposter syndrome. You're listening to Sustainable Photography, where you get support and education to build your profitable business in a way that supports your way of living. I'm Ingrid Colness, and after 11 years as a photographer, I want to share what I've learned with you. So if you're looking for confidence, inspiration, and to-the-point tips, keep listening. For full transparency, I also want you to know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I might mention some of those in this episode. What if I'm not good enough? What if I put my photos out there and they get completely torn apart? My photos aren't good enough yet to charge what I know that I should. Do any of these thoughts sound familiar? They probably do, because almost all of us go through periods where we think that we're not good enough. I've definitely had these kinds of thoughts. I've felt like a fraud. Like my clients could have gotten so much better from someone else. I've felt like I don't deserve to get paid. That I haven't got what I need to be successful. That I should have practiced more. That my editing style isn't quite there yet. That I need to book 10 more weddings before I can be profitable, that it will take at least 2 more years of low prices before I can raise them. I've thought that I was too young to have higher prices. I kind of feel like I've been through it all, because it has been a long journey, but I do promise you that the feelings of not being good enough can go away, because you can build your confidence. I can still have those feelings of not being good enough. And when my clients send me lovely reviews, I usually cringe. And the negative thoughts come spiraling through. I can't read those good reviews, and I can't reply to them. But for the most part, I feel like I am good enough, and that my prices are worth it. Even though there might be better photographers out there, it's not really about that, because I don't have to compete with them. And neither do you. You just have to be the best version of yourself. I'm assuming that you've heard of imposter syndrome. It's when you doubt your skills and your talents or things that you've achieved, and you feel like at any moment you're going to be exposed as a fraud. Like you don't belong where you are and you only got there due to luck. Despite that, there's proof that shows that you're skilled and quite successful. Like you've got good client reviews, you've won awards, you got paid for what you do, and your photos have gotten published. There's actually a book written about imposter syndrome. It's called The Secret Thoughts of Successful Women by Valerie Young. In this book, she's identified 5 different kinds of imposter syndrome. I want to go through those and talk about how you can overcome imposter syndrome. First of all, you have perfectionists. These people have got extremely high expectations for themselves. And even when they meet 99% of their goals, they still feel like failures. Any small mistake will cause them to question themselves. They always think they could have done better, which means that they can't really succeed or move forward, and that's not productive or healthy. We have to learn to celebrate achievements to avoid burnout, to grow our confidence, and to be happy. The second type of perfectionists are so-called experts. The experts feel like they need to know every piece of information before they take on a new project. They're always looking for new certifications or courses to improve their skills. Or they maybe feel like they always have to have the newest camera model and the best equipment. Of course, you can always learn more, but you have to be careful not to procrastinate and use that to hold yourself back. You're worthy of having a successful business and still learn. You can ask for help, you can get a mentor and learn as you go, instead of waiting till you feel ready, because you might never feel that way. The third type that Valerie Young talks about is the natural genius. They feel like they have to make it on the first try. That if work or struggle is involved, they're not going to feel good enough. And often that's because they're used to things being easy for them. So when something isn't easy, they'll avoid doing it. Instead of thinking that you need to know everything before trying, maybe try to think of yourself as a work in progress. To accomplish great things, you need to learn and grow. The fourth type is the soloist. And the soloist feel like they have to do things on their own, and that asking for help means that they're a failure or a fraud. But if you really think about it, who can exist on their own? We all need each other, as cliche as that might sound. The final type is the super people. The super people work harder than those around them to prove that they're not imposters. They do this to cover their insecurities, which can result in harming their mental health and relationships. They often feel like they have to succeed in all areas of life and they get stressed when they're not accomplishing something. An important thing to note is that no one should have more power to make you feel good about yourself than you. Does any of these five types feel familiar to you? Do you see yourself as a perfectionist, an expert, a natural genius, a soloist, or a superperson? Actually, to be honest, I think I have a bit of all of them, but I'm not letting that stop me, and I hope you won't either. There's a lot more to say about imposter syndrome, and I also want you to know that I help talented and overwhelmed photographers like you to get back in touch with the artist that you know you want to be. You know, the kind that gets to work with their dream clients without having to work too much. I do this by helping you build your confidence and set boundaries and teach you to charge what your work is worth through a 7-step program so that you can make a living from your creativity. If you want to know more, just come over to Instagram. I'm at Ingvild Kolnes, or use the link in the show notes to check out my website. If you don't get rid of your imposter syndrome, it can lead to you holding yourself back. You might want to quit your job and go full time, but you're worried about whether you have what it takes or not. You might feel afraid to charge the rates that you know you should, because what if no one books? So you keep working for cheap instead of being profitable or having the option to take time off, which I know is the case for a lot of photographers. Imposter syndrome might also hold you back from trying new things and to go for what you want. Like maybe you feel like you want to dive into boudoir photography instead of doing all the things. You might also be worried about not being good enough, so you end up hiding and not taking up any space. And hiding is probably not going to get you enough business, because marketing is all about visibility. All this kind of ends up being a bit of a catch-22 where you're reinforcing your own fears. Because when you're not going for what you want, you can't prove to yourself that you're good enough to do it. Sometimes I've asked my followers on Instagram and in my Facebook group about what's holding them back from charging more, from quitting their job, or from going for that niche that they really want to dive into. And most of them say, especially the women, I don't think that I'm a good enough photographer. But I see your work and I see how talented you are. Your photography skills are not the issue. It's actually a mix of your mindset and your business skills. So you need to get rid of that imposter syndrome. But what can you do if you're struggling with this? What should your steps be to overcome the imposter syndrome? The first thing is awareness. You need to be aware that you're having these thoughts. You can acknowledge your thoughts by asking yourself what they mean and how you can turn them into positive thoughts. Also, remind yourself that the way you're feeling is totally normal. Try talking with your friends and your loved ones and let them know how you're feeling and let them offer you advice when you're feeling up for that. Remember that we all make mistakes and try to consider each mistake a learning opportunity. That everything we go through is meant for a reason and can teach us a valuable lesson if we let it. Try to be open to failure and use it to grow instead of using your fear as an excuse to hold yourself back. You should always try to be kind to yourself. Know that you have as much right to be wrong or have a bad day or make a mistake as anyone else. Treat yourself with as much kindness as you would your best friend. I think that's hard for many people. Asking for help can be one of the bravest things you can do for yourself. We all need a bit of support to move forward, and we need to trust in the fact that we deserve to receive that help and support. Actually, this is one of the things that having a mentor can help you with. Having a professional in your corner can do such wonders for your self-esteem and for the growth of your business. If you want to work with me, you can send me a DM on Instagram at Ingvild Kolnes, or you can check out the show notes for more information. I think I'm at point 7 now. You can visualize success and what that means to you and just know that you deserve to receive it. Think deeply about what you want to achieve and then take the necessary steps towards it. Write down some affirmations to say to yourself. Set a reminder to actually say those things to yourself every single day. Know that sometimes you might feel out of place, but that doesn't mean that you are. Just because you have a feeling doesn't make it true. you have what it takes to succeed, and sometimes you just have to fake it till you make it. Yes, it's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. You can learn what you don't know, and you can practice what you want to get better at, but maybe you should actually check in with someone you trust first. You might be better than you think, so instead of wasting your time, check if you need to get better or practice more, or if it's time to just trust yourself and your skills and just fake your confidence until you see that you are good enough. Finally, you should always celebrate your success and your wins, no matter how big or small, and reward yourself with something that makes you feel good. Now, I want you to think about what you can do differently going forward to boost your mindset and feel better about yourself and get rid of that imposter syndrome. Thanks for listening to Sustainable Photography. Head over to Instagram at Ingvild Kolnes to tell me what you want future episodes to be all about. Check out the show notes over at ingvildkolnes.com/podcast. You can learn more about the Sustainable Photography program and sign up for the waitlist there. To get more of this content, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support makes all the difference. Talk soon.